Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that boss lady energy. Where belief meets the mic and power meets the moment. Step in the room, yeah, the vibe done changed. Crown on my head, I don't play no game. From the vision to the voice, yeah, I built my lane. Now the whole world listening when they hear my name. Boss lady energy, yeah, that's me. I turn it up loud, let the world see. From the mic to the stage, we running it free. I believe network, yeah, we worldwide. Worldwide, worldwide. You're now tuned in. The sunny smile show live. Powered by
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Yes,
what's
ma'am.
What's going on, sis?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Just doing what we do. Boss lady energy. It don't stop, right?
All day. Stop. Every day. We superwomen.
Yeah, boss lady can mean a lot. It can mean chicken frying. I know you say, yeah, I'm doing that. I'm chicken frying over here. Over here on the computer with you, over here on this computer working, like it never stops.
No, it doesn't.
You have to have how many sources of income?
12.
12 sources of income. I think I bought about 7.
Yeah. You gotta have at least 12.
Yes.
Well, sis, okay. Yes. So let's get this interview started.
Okay.
I want to get to the juicy part. I need that boss lady energy coming up out of you. I need to flow into the airwaves because everyone does not know who Miss Keisha Hunter is. Yeah. So I want you to introduce yourself and let's find out who you are beyond the title and the profession.
Yes, ma'am. I'm LaKeisha Hunter. I'm a mother of 3, a grandmother of 6, and 1 on the way. I am just that overall grandma mama that, you know, like we say, boss lady energy, like I can be here, there, everywhere to make sure everything's complete, especially when it comes to my family. I work hard. I dedicate myself to the community. I give back any way I know how. I give back to, let's say, sports and athletes. I give my time in tutoring them, making sure they can get to post-secondary education. I give my time and effort to the homelessness population where I feed them every 2 weeks. I'm sorry, it's been every month right now because funds have been a little bit low. So I feed them once a month, but I go out there on my own dime and I feed when I want to. I go inside what's called the rescue mission here. And inside the rescue mission, they let me take over and do what I need to do. And what I do is I go ahead and allow them to, inside, you have to cook like almost 400 dinners. So we now have the funds to do so. I still feed outside. So I'm making sure that once a month gets taken care of. So they inside, they call me Soul Food Sundays. Outside, they call me Miss Key. So outside, I'm giving about 162 when I ain't got the funds. That's still anybody else is doing. So, you know, I keep it pumping. Don't nothing get me down. I always keep moving. You know what I mean?
Yes. You got to keep it moving. So I have a question for you,
ma'am.
What inspired your passion for serving the community and working within the nonprofit space?
Now, nonprofit space is different from community service because I never realized what either was. So nonprofit meaning doing things for no profit, right?
Right.
We do that every day. I was raised by my grandparents' house, right? My grandparents took me to the community, the world, and it lathers down into me. And so into me, I started doing the same thing. I don't know what it's called, nonprofit or not. I just did it. But right. It's called nonprofit, okay? When you put the title on it, when you try to get that nonprofit status, it's called nonprofit.
Exactly.
And community services is that thing amongst community, amongst family, among friends. We, back in our day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor, your next door neighbor, and the one down the street from you, they was watching you and everything you do. That's called community, right?
Right.
Right. They were serving, like calling your grandma, like, oh my God, yeah. I seen Keisha come down the street and she had such and such in here. That was community service. We just broaden it in a way to say, oh, it's community service, what we doing for people. We do it every day. We feed people every day. My grandparents fed people and took them in as they was cousins, sisters, brothers. They might not even be akin to you, no blood relative, but they still was our cousins. They don't matter. So community service that was invented in me long, long ago for my grandparents.
That's right. That's right. Mine too. Because my grandma, she was a community activist. She ran the Silver Foxes, out in New York.
Yes.
Community-based. It was like I said, no profit. You know what I'm saying? It was bake sales and cooking in the plates and chicken and fried chicken in the bag. You know what I'm saying? You know, to help everyone to pay their rent or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I get that part. So when did you realize your purpose was connected to helping people build stronger futures?
I want to say, and I'm being honest, as honest as I could be, when I was like 8.
Okay.
Like I said, in grandma's house, everybody came over there, right? So you were doing things that you didn't know you was doing way back then. I realized it because I became that cook in the house, that person that's, you know, doing the bills for grandma, just doing the things that needed to be done around that place. So community service was built in me from a very young age. I took it on, do it, give it back, you know, do it 10 times fold. You know what I mean? I give everything I have to give to, you know, to my community. And I learned that from a young age because they didn't question. They didn't even think. Remember back in the day, they didn't even think. They didn't even think, I'm doing this. They didn't even think about it. They just did it. And that was at a young age I started to do that.
Okay. So we're going to get into some business and leadership questions, you know, because I know you just transitioned into a new, way of catering to this community, and your logistics. So tell us a little bit more about the RAM.
RAM House actually is an organization that prevents homelessness. And they help, even if you're in homelessness situations, they help with finances, they help with food, they have a food, where they feed. They're expanding. They're going to have showers. They're going to have clinics that be able to tend to you. They're going to have acupuncture. Now, that's something you ain't even heard of. But the biggest thing that, oh my God, Melissa Wilson, she is like the best thing. And I just met a lady today. She's on the board. Work just as hard as Melissa. Her name is Allie. Let me tell you something. She said, I'm going to bed. I said, do you need me to show up? She said, I got this. That was when she went in front of city council or whatever needs to be done. She's going to make sure it gets done. Right. When you got a unity and a community like that, you can't go wrong. So they help with different things. But the most important thing that I love most is the fact of employment. They think that homeless people don't want to be employed.
Right.
What they need to stop doing is stop dictating or assuming.
Right.
Because you've never been there. But everybody's 2 steps away from being homeless. If you ain't got food, if you lose a job or anything, and I just recently, just being honest and truth be told, had lost a position. Mm-hmm. Not because of anything that was from that position, because I love my old job. But it's just, you can look at the finances being a deputy director there. You can look at the finances, it ain't going to work. We got to cut some where we can. You know what I mean? So we cut. And in that aspect of doing so, your finances becomes depleted, like really low. And in doing that, I was even struggling for a minute till I got this position right here. I was struggling because I knew that things had to be done. When you do one thing you to do as a boss lady, right?
Right.
That I'm going to tell people not to do. Seriously.
Go ahead.
We calculate more things that we're paying out than what we're bringing in, because that's the money say we can do so. Right. You don't realize it till your money is lower than what it usually is, that you be like, oh my God, did I get a car payment for $700? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't take those things in account for like things happening. We should always live like that. We should always live like it's our last. We should live like take our finances due to the minimum. Cut them lights off, kids. Remember our grandparents used to say that? Cut them lights off.
I see now.
Water, take showers only. You don't need to run that water, but we take advantage of that right now in our economy. It's not the right time to do the economy that we in right now. We need to shut that water off. We need to gas. We need to be done. Wash them dishes at a certain time. We need to drive them cars less to stop giving all the people our gas money.
Yes,
I stay in the house on the weekends now, but why couldn't I stay in the house on the weekend then? Because guess what? I have money to guess what you learn. And so what I'm saying about the homeless population in the roundhouse, what it make me seem like everybody can be 2 seconds off of being homeless themselves. Yes. Don't judge people. People want jobs. I wanted a job. It just so happened my education and what y'all call elevation is a little bit higher as a boss lady. But one of the things I'm going to tell you is you never give up. You always keep striving. You move forward to do what you got to do. You don't let nobody stop you and keep your faith in God. That's what I'm going to say.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right, sis. You said enough. For real. You said enough. So let me ask you, what are some of the biggest challenges in a nonprofit organization that they're facing today behind the scenes that people does not realize?
Judgment, the economy, social media. Social media comes at the Ram House, like they're not doing what they need to do. They come at the rescue mission like they're not doing what they can do. They're doing everything because it's not doing it your way. If you have a problem with it, come volunteer so you can see what the inside look like.
Right.
Stop sitting back thinking you know all that's going on inside when you really don't know nothing because you never stepped foot inside. We sit back and we judge. Only person here that judges is one person. He's the only person that can, and he don't even judge.
Amen.
We give it to him and let it go. There is nobody on this earth that should be judging another one. And if you're putting the time and the effort to help the community or help someone, you shouldn't judge them at all. People think because things ain't done according to what they want it to be done and how they want it to be done, it ain't done right. That's not true. If you have not walked in our shoes, if you've not been where we are, you cannot say that it should be done a certain way.
Exactly.
I've been there. I've done it. I've been homeless. I know I say I'm two steps off of being homeless, but I was homeless. I was living in the back of what we call here the rescue mission. I didn't go inside of the rescue mission because they have certain laws. And it is, listen, you got to abide by this situation because if they don't have those things in place, then how are they going to survive? But my son was 18 years of age, and 18 is what? A man, right? In the eyes of the law.
Right.
So they wanted him to go in with the men, and we couldn't go with the family. But he has a mindset that he was not of a mindset of a man. He was of a mindset of a child still because I raised him. And so I chose to live outside and live in my car. And we go inside to eat. We would go to the truck stop to bathe. Yes, I did have a car, but it was a piece of car, but it don't matter. It was my car. It was a Honda Prelude. I never red Honda Prelude. I will never forget it. But we were outside and we slept there. And the reason why we slept in the car and did not go inside was because I was not going to separate my family.
Right.
Family forever. I'm not going to separate my family. But that did not say nothing about the rescue mission because I still went inside to eat. I still went inside for my son. My kids went outside, take a break. If it wasn't for them and they weren't there, then I wouldn't take that steps forward. But what I will say for anybody that's searching for something, come down and volunteer. To believe it or not, how we got, how I got a job when I first came here, I volunteered to a place called TAP, Total Action for Progress. Right now, it was Total Action for, I can't remember what it was, but Poverty. It was Total Action for Progress. Total Action for Progress. And I volunteered for them at their front desk. And they hired me. Guess what? I went up. So don't think that it doesn't go unnoticed. If you keep your faith in God, I'm trying to tell you, all things is possible. Everything.
Exactly. All things.
All things. Ain't
nothing impossible for God.
No.
He sees everything, including the shadows.
Everything, even these glasses shining off this light, y'all got me shining in. But go ahead, I hear you.
That's the glow up, sis. That's the glow up, okay? So let me ask you a question. What advice would you give to a woman trying to start or enter into the nonprofit field but are afraid to take the first step?
I would say if you're afraid to take your first step, as I was saying before, you should volunteer. You should volunteer in any organization that is a nonprofit, just so you can see what goes on in-house. It will give you that ability to see what goes on behind the scenes to make sure that that's what you want to do. Right. After you volunteer, I'm going to tell you, leap forward. If it's a passion of yours, you're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to feel it in your bone. You're going to feel it in your everyday walk of life. The homeless population is something that I've been feeling in my bones forever in a day, because at grandma's house, again, 8-11, look, we fed people. It didn't matter if you was part of our family or not. We fed people. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't even know how to make a small pot of nothing. Big pot is all I got. They tell me, the kids say, grandma, you just keep throwing away food. And I'd be like, now I don't throw away the food. What I do is I go ahead and I give it to like the homeless people, because there are homeless everywhere. And in the back of the food line here, in the back of stuff, I got with some really powerful people that I'm able to get food. I'm able to help people. What you think I can. Like, it's a world of knowledge. But what I would tell those women, one, go ahead and volunteer somewhere.
Right.
Two, believe in what you do and believe in yourself.
Yes.
Three, take the steps forward to do what it is that you want to do and don't let nothing hold you back.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. We've been held down before, so we know how to untie those chains now, you know, with purpose and prayer. With purpose and prayer. That's purpose, how we get the chains off.
Yes. A lot of purpose, but a more prayer.
Yes, yes.
If you pray and give it to God, all things will come in accordance to him.
And it shall not fail. It's redirected right to him.
Yes, but, ma'am. So,
as we continue these questionnaires that I have for you, sis. Okay, how important is networking in a relationship and collaboration and building long-term relationships successful? Like, as far as, you know, doing your contracting as a nonprofit consultant, you know, how important is that to be connected with like the city council, the board, you know, people of the community, the other churches and stuff, you know, to feed and provide for, because I know God provides, but I know he's using you as a servant to make sure it's fulfilled.
Yes.
But how important is that?
So important, so big. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't think of this, like I'm spiritual, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't claimed any denomination, but I am a spiritual being, right?
Right.
I have at the rescue mission, the Church of the Latter-day Saints, right?
Okay.
I may say it wrong, but I apologize. You guys know I don't mean that. I meant to say it right. But the Latter-day Saints, I'm going to put it on the end. And right. I went there and I had the group of volunteers come in. It was them, right?
Okay.
This group of volunteers, I said, nah, they come to my house on Tuesday nights. They do. They come to my house. And it was like, no, nobody here. Do you know they researched the research that the one of the boys did? They elevate themselves to transition to somewhere else, right? After a certain period of time, an elder, they move on. They're missionaries, right?
Right.
So the one that come to my house was coming to my house. He transitioned, but the other one, he remembered me. We looked in his phone. And he was like, he spelled my name K-E-I-S-K. And I was like, that was funny. My name is K-I. He looked at me, he said, I'm the one that comes to the house. I was like, you are. You know, and so he been calling me. Listen, it's very important to make connections. I don't care where it is. I don't care what you do. These connections go a long, long way. Right here in this city, Joe Cobbs is our mayor, and I know him. I can go to his office. I can call them, say, I need an appointment with him. And he makes sure it's done. These are very important things, because what we have to speak to as a community, I'm going to tell you the most important part. We on the ground every day.
Right.
People around here can write grants. They can get grants. They can get opportunities to be able to do things, right?
Right.
But those grants, they're writing them, right? When the last time you asked somebody from the ground like myself, Ram House will be so, it's going to, and Rescue Mission, whoever wants to utilize me, it will move up because I am feet on the ground.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you how it's done. I'm going to tell you why it's done. But these are from connect. These are people you make connections with, because I can't do it by myself.
No,
you can't do it by yourself. But when you get the right connects and people, watch how fast it goes. If you really want to help with homelessness, if you this is really a passion of yours, and this is really something you want to do, get with the connections that's doing that same thing. And I'm going to tell you, you won't take up, not because you want to, not because it's, oh, you want to see his name. My name ain't in nobody lights. I'm on top of nobody. I'm in the background, and this is where I want to stay. But guess what? I speak volume in my community.
They
know my name in the community. You know why? Because I give back to my community, and I bring all of those big people that you say, those connects.
Yes.
Community. That's the only how we're going to come together.
Yes.
We're going to come together, and we're going to be able to make change.
Yes.
You can't make change by yourself. One person. Even Dr. Martin Luther King had people behind him to help him make change. Even even our Lord Savior Jesus Christ had his son sacrifice to make changes, but he had servants and people around him to help him do such. It wasn't him by himself.
No, it was not.
You cannot do it alone. That's why you need people, because you cannot do it alone.
Nope, you cannot do it alone. Then you definitely need Jesus Christ, because he's the first promoter.
He will promote you like you ain't seen. They think this social media is something. You ain't seen nothing. So he get a hold of you. When he get a hold of you, when I was releasing my job, I thought I was the end of the world, girl. After a while, so I thought I would be okay, because I thought I had faith in God. But you really don't know, you got that faith in God till God really said, "Bling, you got the faith in me. You give it all to me, and I got this."
And so you know how to stretch your faith.
With the spiritual guide that I've gotten from Him, I feel more powerful. Now, I ain't going to say that bank account is any bigger than it was yesterday. But guess what? That faith and that spirit and that the happiness you feel for what you do.
Yes.
Bigger than money.
Bigger than
anything in your house. It's bigger than anything that you think you can accomplish. It's already done.
Yes. Yes. I always tell myself, think big, because it's bigger than you.
It's bigger than you.
Think big. Yeah. You know, I think big.
You telling me? I mean, because if you thinking big, make me think big. Who thought I would be on this platform right here? People Jesus. Think this is small, but when this Christ, amen.
Jesus.
Look, I'm here.
It's very important to stay connected in your community.
In the community.
It's called community for a reason.
They communicate on Facebook.
Communicate. And unity.
Communicate.
Educate
yourself too. Educate yourself. It don't have to be nothing big. Yes. It can be something small. Like I was telling about the volunteers. Go to your neighborhood nonprofit. See what they got going on in there. That little bit can lead a lot. Educate yourself. You ain't got to have no degree to educate yourself.
No,
you can.
I know growing up from where I'm from, like I was telling you, we talked about this before. The enrichments was inside of our community, but the people that Mr. Reverend Robinson. I know all the people that's from my hood. They know this man, because he made sure all the jobs stayed in our community for us. No one outside our community can work outside. Come in our community and work. He had all the jobs lined up, from down to working as a trash man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But he made sure everyone had, because the enrichment was always in the community. It's not the colleges, it's in the community. But most of the people that leave college Some go back to their community, but some just drift off and want to build and nourish another community, which is understandable, you know, but at least you're serving, you're doing something. So
I do want to give a big ups on my kids because I've raised them and yeah. they all serve their community. My son, he went to the VMI that he went
What's your son's name?
Michigan, Leroy Thomas. Leroy Thomas. And then he went to Michigan. And then he decided that he went to UFL, NFL. He decided, he don't want to do that. He wanted to come back. He's back at PH High School where he graduated, honey. And he is teaching there, doing his thing. He's teaching business and economic development, teaching them kids. But to have you come back when you're in a big screen that is doing, what is it called? It's the, I can't think of the, when you go back and you go back and you have that. Well, anyway, he's a Hall of Fame. He's in the Student Hall of Fame. When you come through the door right there, just imagine you a teacher and you see yourself, Dad, I'm a teacher in the Hall of Fame. Then my other son, Tyrone, right? For those that he went to Fork Union Military Academy, the other military academy, and decided that he didn't want to do that no more. Came back. He a truck driver. So guess what he doing in the community? Your food you eating? My son is doing what he need to do. The mail, he do FedEx, he did Amazon, he do everything. My daughter, back to the community, whether you say it or not, she's a nurse and RN. What's she serving? The community. So everything you do, it may not be the same exact thing, but you're serving your community. Exactly. You're doing your purpose and what you need to do. And that's instilled from me into them like it was from my grandmother into me.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. It's supposed to be instilled in us. It's never supposed to leave us. You know, that's one thing they pass the torch down for a reason. Yes. So we won't forget our traditions and forget where we came from.
You know, new traditions, right? But I wish they keep some of the old. Some of the old is family getting together during holidays, family getting together, and we go down to the, because we do go down to the Rescue Mission and feed on every holiday. We do Thanksgiving and we do Christmas. And we go down and we feed as a family, invite the friends and everybody in. We do it every year. It's just something that we've been doing for the last five years. And this business, Stay Ready to Be Ready, was an organization I started. And I started it for my son that was in school, because I say, you know, you get to the NFL or whatever you go to, we still gonna give back to the community. We ain't gonna we doing this. And so to bring him back down where he needs to be, because you never forget where you came from. That's one important thing that you always gotta remember. You don't forget where you came from. Now you might elevate yourself to get a little better, do a little better, but don't forget where you came from. Because those people that forget where they came from, they're not gonna keep what they got forever. No. Because you have to start at the root of the issue and the problem. You can't change if you don't.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right, sis. That is so true. That is so true. So we're going to talk about community.
Okay.
So you're saying what community issues are. Let me get it right. The community issues to you, are they personal or they're passionate to you about change? Is it personal or passionate for you about change?
Both.
It's
personal because I've been there. It's passionate because it's what I want to do to make sure that I can make the change happen for those that are coming after me. Like, we got a lot of things that are going on in the world with our government issues and things like that. I don't watch the news, as you know. I don't do all of that stuff. But what I will tell you is it doesn't go unaffected. When you go to the gas station, you need a pump, and your gas tank went from $20 to $30 to get even a quarter of a tank, do you know change is happening? I just don't watch it, but I can see it happen in everyday life. You go to the food store, that's one thing I'm good at, is going at food, because I feed. And the prices go up in food, like, you know that the change is happening, and I just don't want to be like in the everyday embarking on it, because I believe I got my faith in God, so I don't believe in man. So the prices may go up, so I have to pray those prices, but I'm not going to dwell on listening to it and taking in that negative energy. I just keep on moving forward and do what it is that I need to do.
Basically. Yes, we have to do. Sometimes, you know, I think about it. I say, you know, Lord, he had put me here in the beginning when I was infant in Christ.
Yes.
And he was showing me how to serve.
Yes.
For years, I was learning how to serve, how to be a servant for the Lord. Now, I'm on a platform where I can teach people how to serve. You feel me? Like, it's a process to this. And when I thought about all the things that I've been through in life, and I was like, all these things is for me to teach somebody else how to serve. You know, it wasn't for me to keep to myself. It was for me to build network, build platforms, build opportunities, you know, for people that doesn't have an advantage sometimes, like us, you know. Us being well, like I said, endowed in experience of failure makes us very, very rich, you know.
Valuable.
Yes. And people think that you have to be successful to be rich. No, it's the failures that make you so rich in life. And I learned all my failures build up to knowing exactly what I want and how I want it and hitting the mark on the head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I am so grateful. And I'm grateful now that I have an opportunity to expand my, like I said, creativity and to help people. Yeah. And I love helping people with their gifts, you know? So that's why I invited you to the show. And we're going to continue on because the next segment, we're going to talk about that boss lady energy.
Yes, boss lady energy, honey. Boss lady energy is within you. It's within a person. I'm going to tell you, we talk about that seven incomes that you need to have, seven things that you're doing. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I got three books out. Bam. Yes, I'm going to tell you, I do feeding the homeless. Bam. Like out of my own pocket. I got working for the rescue mission, but I don't work for the rescue mission. I work for my kids. I work for my community. I work for an advocate. If a kid called me today and say, or a parent called me and say, my kid need help doing such and such, I drop everything I got to do to make sure that gets done. That's stay ready to be ready. You always stay ready to be ready for what's coming. I do that thing. Boss lady energy ain't got nothing on me. Sometimes, listen, everybody ain't going to be happy every day. Everybody ain't going to be, oh my God, this is, that's not boss lady energy. That's not what it means.
No, that's not what it means.
Energy is when you do what you got to do, you make sure it gets done, and you execute anything that got in front of you and make sure it's done and complete. That is boss lady energy.
It don't matter
how long you take. It don't matter how long you do. Don't take a whole long time like me with this book. My book will be out like a year ago, honey. But it don't matter. I worked three books. I wrote three books now because I'm like, oh, you second guess yourself. But the thing, boss lady energy, as you told me, other people tell me you can't do it like that. Get the book out. So my book is out by June 25th. You're going to want to see it. Boss lady energy is this girl right here that I believe life, meaning at 505 pounds, you're going to want to see that book. Because breathe life at 505 pounds just don't mean that I breathe life. It meant the weight of the world was on me so bad, it didn't even recognize the weight that was in front of me. It means the mirror that you see is the same mirror you see in you. The same doubt that you feel is the same doubt you feel in you. The same energy I feel at times or the same down that I feel at sometimes, it's the same stuff that you feel. You're going to want to get that book. So I got a whole lot of boss lady energy and a whole lot of things that I can get you to do because that's how
we do. That's right. So question. So, you know, we talk about the boss lady energy on my show. And how do you balance your strength, your grace, your leadership, and your personal wellness at all at the same time, like Wonder Woman? How you do that?
You just said it. I'm not Wonder Woman, but God is a wonderful, powerful person. Amen. And as long as I got him and walk in my faith and walk in what he has in store for me, you become like, you know, you was doing this with the Wonder Woman, like the bullets come right off you. That's how I do it. I do it by my faith in God. That's how I do it. It's no other way. I can't even tell you. It's no man, no woman, no nothing. It's just my faith in God that keeps me going. It makes me so powerful. It makes me unstoppable, unbelievable. Yeah. Everybody always say, oh my God, we wish we can take that brain and put it in somebody else because you got a wealth of knowledge. No, you can have a wealth of knowledge too. Yes. But what you need to do is be still. Be still in the word. Be still in what he has for you. Listen to what he has for you. Because what he has for you, guess who it is for?
Only for you. Yes. Yeah. My pastor always said, if your name is on it, that's for you.
It's for me. Because
what God has for you is for you.
It's for me.
And what he has for me is for me. You feel me?
That's right.
That's right.
And what you're doing right now, Sonny, is one of the best things I've seen in a long time. You are taking not only boss lady energy, you're taking the energy from what's going on in the world and taking that negative and put it into a positive. You are changing the game of what's going on in your purpose that you was always meant to do. I am so happy and astonished about the person that you become. I know this interview is about me, but we got to talk about the root. You always talk about where, how, when, how. Well, you know, it starts with that too. It starts with you. You know, you elevate and you motivate those around you. We would not be able to be these people that we are without the motivations of those around us. Remember, we can't do it by ourselves. Energy and pushing in you. We hope that we motivate you by being on these platforms like this, right? Yeah. And saying that this is a platform you want to see because number one, you tell truth. Yes. Ain't no lying. It's for real life. And guess what? It teaches you to come back where you started from and make sure you be able to move forward in what you're growing into.
That's why my tag is. You don't know what my tag is?
No.
I believe network where belief meets the mic.
That's what I said this morning.
Did you do my drop? That's right. We got the boss lady energy. So let me ask you a personal question because I know we talked about it. You know, if you could speak to your younger self today, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell my younger self, do exactly every single thing that you did to get you where you are today. Because if I didn't go through them trials, tribulation, hardships, and pains, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I can acknowledge who God is. I can acknowledge my belief. I can acknowledge and walk in my purpose because of those things that I've been through. So younger self, keep thriving in who you are. Keep going until you get to where I am today. Because without seeing all of that, you wouldn't be able to see me.
That's right. Meet me at my journey. Meet me at the crossroad. That's right.
And I say this. Because this is so it's powerful and it's enlightening. Because sometimes we forget our strength. Sometimes we forget that we are who we are. We are a boss lady. We are a boss lady. We are that when women are unstoppable, they're beautiful, unstoppable. It don't matter what you look like, it's what you take from that mirror you're looking into.
That's right. I wrote a song. It's called Mirror, Mirror.
Well, I wrote a book called Mirror, Mirror. So we better get my book.
I'm gonna sing you the song later. I ain't tell you, but you know, I got an LP coming out. It's called It's called Meet Me at the Round Table.
Okay.
Queendom Cold Music. Queendom Cold Music. I've been working on that. On my little, so you can hear a couple of the songs, you know, on the I Believe Network podcaster station. All you gotta do is go to weloveradio.com and download the app, and then
download the
podcasters, and you can hear everything live. You can hear this interview live, you guys, and go to Facebook, LA Talk Radio. We is live. Let's tap in. Sonny just became a global host. I am global now. I am in like 12 different countries right now. That's dope. In South Korea, I want to give them my love. Thank you so much for my station. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much. But I want to ask you one more question, sis. Okay. Who inspired you the most along your journey? Because I know you inspired me on mine. I know you inspired me. I don't want you to but I know you have some great mentors and great expeditioners that can, you know, push, have midwives that push you through.
Every
Let's talk about them.
woman and person that God has put in my path for a reason, a season, or a lifetime has motivated me. I'm going to say my mother, biggest of all. My mother at the age of 19 had a brain tumor aneurysm, left her paralyzed on her right hand side. My mother couldn't do for herself. I had to move in with my grandparents. She never was able to do, you know, for herself as she thought that a mother could do, but she gave me more wisdom and knowledge and purpose to be able to keep moving forward. My mother is a remarkable woman. She had one arm, and I'm gonna tell you, there was times that back in the day they would call what's called dyphus on you. I had to leave my kids home with my mom, but she was able to turn them and do what they ever she needed to do with one arm, one leg. She had a half a body, but she did what she needed to do. And I'm telling you, she did take that cane and trip a couple of kids or hit them. Like, the kids ain't come for her because she already knew, and she was able to teach. Her mind was still good, so she was able to teach a couple of the kids. Remarkable, remarkable woman. If it wasn't for her, thou shalt not be who I am today. If it wasn't for my grandmother and my mother, and that's the straight honest. But of course, you always instill in me, like I told you, some powerful things. My other sisters have instilled in me some powerful things. It's just them women and men, some men in my life that has, even the men that hurt you, they have, it has shown me the path of greatness and what I can accomplish. I don't no longer even think about a man's sex or anything like that. I don't do none of that stuff because I'm walking in my faith and my purpose. And I didn't need that stuff. I didn't realize this until now in my time. And I want to say one important thing. I don't know what questions was coming my way, but God speaking out, I prayed before this. I say, God, give me the spirit of being able to speak truth to this mic. I'm going to tell you right now, that is exactly what happened here today. And I appreciate you for that.
Yes. I appreciate you for coming on the show, sis. Yeah, I got you.
Yes, the Sunny Smile Show. Let's go. The Sunny Smile Show live. I am hype. I'm hype. Boss Lady Energy ain't got nothing on this. Okay. Like, if you really want the truth of the truth, come back. Come back. Every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, somebody different is going to be on, somebody even more powerful than me. I'm just a
media.
I'm up here. I'm up here. Look, I am I say y'all behind the scenes. But honey, you got to come back for that Boss Lady Energy every Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Yes. I have had some remarkable people so far. Miss Adina Howard and she Global. You know what I'm saying? I was like, she is awesome. And I wish her the best of the best on her adventure and what she's trying to do with, you know, women entrepreneurs. You know, I love business and I've always been boss lady in business. So
I always just, you know, a boss lady in energy. I ain't never done so many free heads in my life. Boss lady for real had a whole shop. We was going hair for free. Around some corners, and we had be more with lines around the corner. I ain't even got no time to tell y'all about that. You talk about boss lady injury, you ain't see nothing like that. Okay, you ain't see nothing, honey. She will make something out of nothing for always and forever. That's why when she told me to come on and she recognized me, that was the biggest thing and the most precious thing that ever happened to me. She recognized me as a boss lady, but I look up to her as the biggest boss lady ever. That's love you always and ever.
Always gonna love you. We ain't going nowhere. Stop it.
Never.
So the final question for the night, because we're gonna have to time out soon, you know. Yes. What message would you like to leave the listeners from the listeners on the Sunny Smile Show? What message would you want to leave them to inspire them to either volunteer for homelessness, start a nonprofit for homelessness, or, you know, take a plate to someone that's homeless right now that they might know, you know what I'm saying? What scripture, what do you have for them?
I would say, don't doubt yourself. Mm-hmm. Be true to who you are. Yes. Always move forward. Keep your faith in God. And always know that there is nothing that you can accomplish if you are walking with him and you keeping your faith in him. You have to just take a stand for who you are, because if more of us did that in our faith and belief, the world would be a much better place. Yes, give. You are a servant of God. You always will be a servant of God. And giving don't always mean you have to go out and feed. Giving can be anything that you choose to do that you know you're doing in accordance to him.
Yes,
amen. I love you guys, and amen. I love you guys.
I love you so much. And know what? Guess what? June 2nd, Sunny Smile Show has reached her plateau, and I'm going to have the boss man.
Okay.
The boss man of the universe. Okay. On the Sunny Smile Show live, I need you to tap in June 2nd.
We're going to have
Matthew Knowles, that's right, Beyonce's father, on the Sunny Smile Show live. We're believing.
Yes.
So y'all stay tuned. Tap in. Go to Facebook, LA Talk Radio, WeLoveRadio.com. And y'all tune in next Tuesday for Topic Tuesday. We're going to have Matthew Knowles here. And we're going to be talking about the new Beyonce and the tour they got going on real soon. His book tour and everything. Tune in, tap in, sis. Tell your friends. Get away, all right? So I'm going to sign off. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. This is Sunny Smile Show Live, where belief meets the mic.
Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that boss lady energy. Where belief meets the mic. And power meets the moment. Step in the room, yeah, the vibe done changed. Crown on my head, I don't play no game. From the vision to the voice, yeah, I built my lane. Now the whole world listening when they hear my name. Boss lady energy, yeah, that's me. I turn it up loud, let the world see. From the mic to the stage, be running it free. I believe network, yeah, we worldwide.